Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Justin Betancourt. I'm currently a senior at Williams College studying history, and this is a project that I'm making for my class on Native American histories. I woke up this morning and had the realization that Thanksgiving is already almost here. It's only like 3 weeks away. And with Indigenous Peoples Day happening only a month ago, I was thinking about how the holiday perpetuates common myths about American history and Native Americans. Today, the holiday is associated with family gatherings, turkeys, football, but it stems from interactions between English colonists and Wampanoag people in what is now Plymouth. And despite this historical origins of this holiday, most Americans don't know a lot about the holiday's history or are just fed lots of misinformation about it. And just speaking from my own experience, I wasn't taught that much in school beyond the narrative of the pilgrims having a feast with the Native Americans to celebrate peace. And from there, that was basically the founding of America. And to get some more insight, I asked some friends of mine, what did you learn about Thanksgiving growing up? And the responses that they gave only helped to reinforce this point. One of my friends who grew up in California said that what she thinks about is being in elementary school, making hand turkeys with finger paint, and thinks about like the Mayflower and the pilgrims. And my friend from North Carolina had a very similar response. She said that she didn't really learn that much either about the history behind Thanksgiving, but she does remember the pilgrims and learning about the hats that they wore. And my friend who is from Massachusetts said that what he thinks about when he thinks about Thanksgiving mostly, at least what first comes to his mind, is food, which is entirely fair because in the current day, we just tend to associate Thanksgiving with having a meal with your family. And that's the main way that we celebrate. To learn more about Thanksgiving, I listened to two episodes of All My Relations, which is a podcast hosted by Indigenous creators. It's hosted by Adrienne Keene of the Cherokee Nation, Desi Small Rodriguez, who is Chicana and Northern Cheyenne, and lastly, Matika Wilbur, who is Swinomish and Tulalip. And I, while browsing through the episodes that they have, I decided to listen to the episodes about Thanksgiving entitled Lies Your Teacher Taught You and Thanks-Taking or Thanksgiving. Really, though, it felt like one episode, as Lies Your Teacher Taught You references the other episode several times and builds from it mostly. And so I treated these more so as one episode, especially because Lies Your Teacher Taught You is much shorter than the normal episode length that they have. The first episode that I listened to, Thanks-Taking or Thanksgiving, was released on November 20th, 2020, and the host wanted to hear from Wampanoag people specifically, so they brought on Wampanoag scholars Paula Peters and Linda Coombs. In this episode, they emphasize the importance of expressing gratitude on a daily basis rather than setting it aside for a single day, like we do in America. They explain their own nation's practices of giving thanks, as well as looking at the ways that other tribes do so. For example, the speakers read aloud the Haudenosaunee's Thanksgiving address called First Matters Before All Else. I found it to be very insightful as it showed alternative ways to think about showing gratitude from what we have in our own culture in America. And they framed it as something that is to be done before all else, to be something that you think about in everything that you do, rather than something that's only done on Thanksgiving. They state that you can't be in a good relationship with others, your environment, or your material possessions before you humble yourself and practice daily gratitude. They then go on to dispel the common Thanksgiving myths of, quote, courageous pilgrims and happy Indians, which is very similar to what I and my friends learned in school. While the fabled feast between the Wampanoag people and the Puritans is seen as a monumental event in the origins of the United States, the only account of this holiday actually comes from a single paragraph written by English colonist William Bradford in his journal. This surprised me, as I had thought that the event in question had much more documentation behind it besides one paragraph in a journal entry. And I believe that by this being such a short testimony, as well as basically the only source of information about this feast, it has provided a lot of room for interpretation as well as misconceptions to shape the narrative that would most suit American interests. Additionally, in the podcast episode, they go into discussing how to go beyond just retelling history and looking at the modern day impacts that this historical erasure has had on indigenous communities. Paula Peters, a Wampanoag scholar and author, explained that for her whole life she has had to inform people simply of her existence, as most Americans believe that the Wampanoags have already been killed a long time ago. She just has to get across to people the bare minimum that she is Wampanoag and she is still here. The Wampanoags as a nation have been fighting to even get federally recognized and had to wait from the 1970s until 2007 to even get that. The fight to simply be recognized holds indigenous peoples back, as they can't even go into questions beyond their existence, into questions of sovereignty, land back, and what the future holds for their future generations. Then the podcast goes on to talk about the celebrations of the Mayflower Landing, and specifically, they talk about the 350th anniversary, which took place in 1970, when a Wampanoag member, Frank James, was invited to speak at the commemoration, but was heavily censored and wasn't allowed to talk about the actual history behind the event and go into the violence and traumas that indigenous peoples faced. As a result of that, he decided to give his speech at a monument outside, and this ended up becoming the National Day of Mourning, which is still celebrated by indigenous peoples to this day. This reframes the anniversary of the Mayflower to be not one of triumph and new beginnings for America, but rather mourning of the both the displacement and violence that their ancestors had faced. They then end the episode with a more hopeful discussion of the future for indigenous peoples in America, as they talk about how the younger generations have begun to gain more pride and knowledge about their cultures, which is a good sign for their communities going forward. The discussion about the celebrations around the Mayflower Landing in 1620 tie perfectly into Lisa Blee and Jean O'Brien's piece entitled Decentering 1620. They write about how the problematic and pro-colonial narrative around Thanksgiving and the Puritans sanitizes a deeply conflictual history. Blee and O'Brien write that the whitewash telling of this history is, quote, to justify English possession and convey the notions of a rightful land possession and peaceful colonization as the nation's twin foundations, page 159. They argue that this popular narrative centers 1620 as the, quote, origins of America, which completely erases the thousands of years of indigenous history that came before it. This elaborates on the discussion that was had in the podcast by adding that there was history of colonization impacts even before 1620, with the enslavement by English colonists of Wampanoag people, including Tisquantum or Squanto, who is now a famous American figure as an indigenous person that helped the pilgrims get settled into America. Additionally, there were widespread pandemics that impacted the Wampanoag community even before Puritans arrived into the area in 1620. The date of 1620 as this important milestone for America is actually quite arbitrary and serves as a convenient starting point, as it focuses on a peaceful feast and ignores all of the violence and trauma that indigenous peoples faced before and after. Additionally, the discussion that was had in the podcast about simply proving your existence or having to explain to others that your people still exist, especially Paula Peters, when she was talking about how people believe that the Wampanoags no longer exist and that she still has to proclaim to people that she is still here, I was reminded by a movie that we watched in my class that was entitled We Still Live Here, produced by N. Minkpeace in 2011. The movie is about how Wampanoag scholars, such as Jesse Little Doe Baird, had to reconstruct their own language, Wampanoag, from a Bible that was written in Wampanoag, which is the first Bible written in the United States, and how they have been able to revive their culture and their language, as well as their religion, in ways that they have not been able to before through reconnecting with their linguistic roots. And so I was reminded of the end of the podcast episode where they talk about the futures for their indigenous communities and how the younger generations have been able to have more cultural knowledge and pride in themselves that their communities were not able to have in the past. And I believe that through efforts like scholars reconstructing the Wampanoag language, that the Wampanoags, who are the people involved in the very first Thanksgiving that are so often rendered invisible, will be able to be made visible. Overall, listening to this podcast episode was very eye-opening to me, as this was the first time that I was hearing from the voices of indigenous peoples, especially Wampanoag people, about their thoughts on the Mayflower landing and Thanksgiving and all of these American cultural myths that we are so often told about through the lens of American school systems and whitewashed narratives. And so hearing it from their perspective was very eye-opening to me, especially the discussion of how America sees gratitude versus how many indigenous nations see gratitude, as I think it's very telling of the different worldviews that each culture has. The way that indigenous cultures see gratitude as a routine practice that you must express so that you can have a proper relationship to nature and to your family and friends is something that I think that we lack in America, in our very individualistic and capitalistic culture. We save our gratitude for one day, and Black Friday is the next day, and it's back to material goods and consumption and capitalism, and we completely forget about the gratitude and humility that we think about on Thanksgiving. The second episode that I listened to from the podcast was much shorter, and I treated it more so as an addition to the first episode. It's entitled Lies Your Teacher Taught You. In the episode, Matika goes through with her nephew what he has been taught in school about Thanksgiving, and she tells him about the reality of what happened. She talks about the fact that this whole holiday is based on one single paragraph by William Bradford, and how a lot of the things that we think are true about Thanksgiving are not true. And I found it very insightful because I could relate to a lot of what Thomas was saying about how he has been taught about the holiday. And I think that it just shows that it's a very pervasive narrative that we're told in America. I was happy to hear that at least Thomas was able to learn about what really happened at a young age. And he expressed that he was grateful to learn about the actual history, and he wishes that more people knew about this history, as he basically sees it as being lied to. And I feel very much the same way. Overall, I'm very grateful to have gotten to hear this episode, and I hope that you guys enjoyed learning about it with me. I hope everyone has a nice Thanksgiving, and I hope that now they can be more critical of the way that we celebrate the holiday and the way that it's remembered in American culture.